The month of April. Look at the numbers. The page is getting, the numbers on the page, names on the page are getting longer and longer and longer. Pretty soon we'll be into two pages of people who are in the STAR program at the top. You've seen their name up there before, Courtney and Star Levins, with over 21,000 volume for the month of April. I do believe there are a number of meetings involved. Make that happen. Al and Trudy Krueger, who've done a lot of meetings, as Marsha Bioffice would say, more meetings, more money. And of course, 16,000 volume is a nice check just on your own personal volume. Gary and Indian Nepper, things are happening in their group. They're spreading out into other states, and there will be directors. Congratulations, 12,000 volume. Jerry and Lisa Smith, with almost up there close to 12,000 volume as well. From Indiana, man, I tell you, things are looking good in Indiana. Bioffice, Roger Marsha Bioffice, with over 11,000 volume and growing. I tell you, the business is growing. Nina Staple with over 10,000. Nina, hope you're doing well. I'm going to be giving you a phone call and thinking about you. 10,000 volume for Nina. Kathy Elliman with 10,000 volume. It's got to feel good. Man, I tell you, that's great. Good job, Kathy. Kurt Marion Weimer with over 10,000 volume. As I mentioned before, I feel it's a good thing to talk to some of the people who are doing the high volume and find out, what are you doing? How did this happen? Can you tell me about your group, what your group looks like? Gwen Bryson. Gwen is just steadily moving up in the STAR program, and here she is at 9,000 volume. Good job, Gwen. Wasn't that long you developed a new director? Ron and Joanne Krueger. Boy, you talk about steady no matter what happens. Good job at over 8,000. Cal and Jill Nemi with almost 8,000 volume from Canada. And Andre and Beth Henriquez from Canada. The Canadians coming in strong here. Good job, Andre and Beth Henriquez. Norma Galward, way up there at 6,000 volume. What are you doing, Norma? Man, you just keep moving on up. Heather Walter, consistently in the STAR program with almost 6,000 volume. She's a worker, believe me. Josh and Andrea Miller from Kentucky with almost 6,000 volume and asking a lot of good questions. When you ask questions, things are definitely on the increase. Going to happen. Bill and Libby Sanders from Indiana with 5,700 volume in the STAR program month after month, as long as Shirley Anderson with 5,000. And Shirley, too, has also been in the STAR program month after month. I guess she just likes it there. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that, Shirley. And Laura Yorty with 5,000 volume and growing. The business is growing. Recap is going to grow. Mark my words. Michael and Janet Galonia from Wisconsin with over 5,000 volume. Good to see your name in the STAR program. That is really, really good. Stephen P.J. Meyer from Southern Indiana with over 5,000 volume. Well, I tell you, you talk about workers. They really, really, really work at Shackley. Gary and Marlena Cushing with over 5,000 volume from Manistee, Michigan in the summertime. Bob Lukes from Canada, master coordinator with 5,000 volume. And obviously a big recap, your master coordinator. Dick and Pam McLean with 5,000 volume from Georgia. Things are happening in the McLean group. Mary Moran from Traverse City with 5,000 volume. Good job, Mary. And Jeff and Cindy Patton with a number of sales leaders and still doing 5,000 volume. That just helps to make that bonus check pretty fat. Steve and Heather Wilson. Congratulations, Steve and Heather. I believe you're back in Georgia now with 5,000 volume. And Ruth Lewis Thatch from Canada. Ruth, it's good to see you back in the STAR program again with 5,000. Fantastic. This is really, really good. And look at the number of people sponsored. This is group sponsoring. 10 or more in the group, Courtney and STAR 11s, with 27 new members in the group. And then we have Lance and Kim Huseman with 15 new members. Fantastic. That is really, really good. Month of April, springtime of the year. People coming out of their snowbanks and saying, hey, I think Shackley is something we ought to do, and they really want to get involved. We must be prepared to answer their questions and to help them move through the process. There is a process that people go through. And I don't feel you can have a process if we don't have a goal. It's just not going to happen. You just can't have a process. I always refer back to the gardening, the farmer, or whatever seems to make sense to me, whereby the farmer understands that this is what I want to harvest on this land. This is a crop that I want to have. There is a process of preparing the soil, a process of planting, a process of cultivating, a process of weeding. There is a process to get to that point. But you got to have the goal. You just don't throw out a bunch of seeds and say, oh, by the way, tells his neighbor, I think I forgot to till the soil. There is a process. And many people feel that motivation will create a process. It doesn't. It just means a bunch of seeds have been thrown out. And now that gasoline costs so much, we must really, really examine our time that we put into driving, our time in general. Because if we don't have a process and we're not following step by step, then obviously we're going to waste a lot of time, we're going to waste a lot of gasoline and so on. And a lot of people ask the question, well, what is the process or what are the steps that I go through? And of course I keep coming back and saying, where do you want to end up? Well, I want to have a big business. That's not enough. I want to grow in Shackley. That's not enough. I want to have more customers. That's not enough. Having two more customers is more customers. So we've got to define it much more, but I cannot emphasize enough that if we don't have a goal, then we cannot follow a process. And so many people want to know what the process is. It just doesn't work. You know, in the past I've talked about various things that make the Shackley business work. And I still keep coming up with the same eight basic things, and I'd like to talk about some of those things again, such as using the Shackley products, the coaching, goals, plan, it's got to be fun, in-home presentations, the philosophy of Shackley, the follow-up. Those are the eight basic things that are necessary to build a Shackley business, and as I've said before, if you take any one of those out, it's not going to work. If you don't have the philosophy of making a difference for other people, well, it's just not going to work. And if it's just all about me, it's not going to work. If we don't use the product, it's not going to work. And so I feel that if we're going to work leadership, we've got to get people to understand these basic things. You just can't get people excited about follow-up without understanding the science of follow-up. You can't get people excited about, well, the coaching until they understand how, in order to be a good coach, you have to take coaching. That's how you're going to learn. So there's a science to each one of these, and you could have leadership meetings, eight leadership meetings, and spend an hour and a half on each subject to get people to understand this. One of the things that I'm working on right now is how to get people to understand, when I'm doing a presentation, what it means to Shackleyize their home and the importance of doing that. And I'm in the process right now of trying to find out the average family of four would spend so much money on food, so much money on cleaning products, so much money on personal care, and perhaps so much money via the doctor's office and so on, and maybe absenteeism from the job and that stuff. Okay. And we know that people who are on Shackley are much healthier, so the average of family of four using Shackley, what is going to be the cost difference? What are they really spending extra, if they are spending extra, when they buy Shackley? Because we know the cleaning products, they save money. The personal care, they save money. And there is a savings with the food supplements because most families don't eat as much. And you're talking about the average family, if you take some of the junk food out of the diet, you're saving more money as well. So there, I don't know, I'm going to find out. But my goal is, when doing a presentation to people, getting them to understand that if you're really going for better health, it's going to cost money. It's going to cost money because a lot of people look at taking Shackley, using Shackley, as a way of, okay, I'm going to spend a little extra money, but I don't want to go too far into the pocketbook in spending money on Shackley because I'm just trying to spend a little bit extra, get healthy with this little bit extra. I believe I will be able to get people to understand that if you're really focusing on better health, we're talking about a few extra $100 a month that you're going to be spending. I mean, I look at a lot of people who've been in Shackley who understand this principle. They're using a few $100 worth of Shackley every month. And so we've got to get people comfortable with that, and that's just part of what we do today if you want to have a healthy family. It's one of the necessary things, just like water is a necessary thing. Likewise, into all the Shackley products is a necessary thing. So I'm really working on this idea of helping people to understand this concept, to really get people using Shackley, and I will somehow be able to get that message across. But I'm waiting for some statistics being put together so that I can say, okay, you're not really spending an extra $400 a month out of your pocketbook because of the savings over here and the savings over here. You're only spending an extra $200 even though you're spending $400 a month on Shackley. But I feel people have got to look at that in, like an insurance policy. If people are paying for their own insurance, they're paying much more family insurance for $400 a month. Now here's the other thing to look at. If a family is in better health, then perhaps they can get a medical savings plan whereby they're putting money back into their own pocket. And the other thing that they can do is to get an insurance that has a higher deductible. So they're paying less for insurance if they have to pay for their own insurance. And so they're saving money there because they're in better health. So there's a lot of calculation that can be done on this, but I'm going to try to figure this out. So my point is that you can have a science on each one of these things. Setting the goals. I mean, many people are afraid to set goals. There's a science in setting goals and understanding that it's not just the goal that makes it work, because a lot of people say, well, I have a dream. You have this dream, I want to have this and this and this. But until you put a plan to it, it doesn't really solidify that goal. So the two definitely go together. And, of course, the follow-up, the science to the follow-up, you could spend an hour and a half, 2 hours talking about that, because in the follow-up, it's just not making a contact with a person. How do you tactfully go through the steps so that they feel comfortable and they start telling you about a number of other people who should be using Shackley? There's a process in doing that. And so, like I said, we could go through each one of these and we could talk about how do you make it fun? How do you make it fun for the customer so that they say, I'm going to work with you? You know, I had to take my lawn tractor in to get fixed. And I asked the person, being it was in there for a couple of weeks, I asked the person who owns the place, you go to the owner if you want to get some answers. I go to the owner and I say, you know, can you loan me one? And he comes up with a real nice lawnmower and so I can mow my lawn. Well, because in a sense that was his follow-up, and because he did such a good job, I'm not going to look for any other place if I have to get another new lawnmower. I'm going to deal with him. You want to deal with people who are providing the service, and a part of that service makes it fun. In complimenting people when they place the orders, and sending the notes to people when they have an in-home presentation to the guests that are there. There are a lot of things to do in showing appreciation that make it fun for people. And another neat thing is when sending out an order to somebody, put in a thank you note, put in an extra cinch bar or something like this, people appreciate that. So there's a science in trying to figure out how do we make it fun for not only the people who are trying to build a business, but also fun for the people who are our customers. That's very important as well. So once again, these are the eight basic things that are necessary to build a Shackley business. And so I am getting more and more to the point of people who are all excited about Shackley saying, just a minute, can I go over the eight basic things? And if they're not doing the eight basic things, then it's not really advantageous to spend much time working together. That's where I'm coming from. Now, I know there are a lot of widgets and gadgets out there, computer programs, internet, leads, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that supposedly will be helpful in building a Shackley business. I have made a science out of looking at what people are doing that are moving their businesses ahead. And I study it. I study it. I want to know the details of what makes it successful. Like Gary Burke would say to people when they come up with whatever, this is a program that I'm really going to run. His question to them is, how is it working for you? Show me the results. Show me the proof. And one thing that I would like to spend a little bit of time on and comment on in terms of the eight basic things that are necessary, and that is in-home presentations. Many people are saying, how do we get leads? How do we find people? Well, I tell you, a couple of good in-home presentations and you'll have more business than you can handle. And I am amazed at how people will spend an incredible amount of time trying to do whatever method it is and talking to strangers, talking to people, trying to get business, and yet an in-home presentation will bring in a lot of business. And today, many people are just not doing in-homes. And that's one of the first things that I'm going to ask people when they ask me, what can I do to get my business going? I'm going to ask them, are you doing in-home presentations? I look at many other companies, direct sales companies, whether it be Tupperware or whatever, and a lot of the business is done by getting people together. It's still being done that way. You may call it archaic, you may call it outdated, but it works. It works. And I've not seen a lot of these other things work. It's groups of people together, learning how to communicate, learning the process, learning how to go through this stuff. And so the question is, how do I get good at doing an in-home presentation? Well, I'll tell you what. Get out a camcorder and tape yourself, videotape yourself, doing an in-home presentation in front of no one. You put the teddy bears on the couch and maybe the neighbor's dog or whatever, but nobody's there. Those are the toughest in-homes to do, to see how you do the in-home presentation, see yourself. It is tough. It really is a tough thing, but it's one of the most rewarding experiences you'll ever have. Doing that presentation, if you have to do three a day for a week, what is it worth to you if that means it's going to increase your income $20,000 the next year? Is it worth it to take a week doing a couple of presentations a day with a video camera, nobody there, to see, are you talking too much? Are you trying to oversell? Are you trying to give too much information? You figure out how you can get good. And that way, when you go out there and talk to real people, you're going to feel much more comfortable than, believe me, doing the presentation in front of no one. I can remember course, this was when people had to put a lot of money into Shackley again, when people would do presentations in front of the mirror. And I'm talking about people who were terrified to speak in front of people, who didn't have the speaking skills, but they realized the necessity of learning how to get good. The whole communication thing I've talked about, learning how to communicate, learning how to go through the process, learning how to let people discover Shackley and all this, well, it means getting the cassette player so that you can record your phone call. They have little digital things that you can record the phone call, get permission. These things will make the difference as to whether you get an increase in your income of $20,000 or $30,000 next year or you don't. It's not, let me put it this way, it's not going to a meeting to get really excited that's going to do it. That only lasts for a short period of time. It's doing these eight basic things. And the necessary thing happens to be in-home presentations. Doing everything on a one-on-one takes too long, and the cost of gasoline and everything else, how many trips you're going to make, 1 hour each way, instead of talking to five people at one time? How many times are we going to do that? So here's what I have observed. I've talked to a few people about this. What does it take to have a good, fast-growing business? How many in-home presentations? Well, if you're in most network marketing companies, or not network marketing, but in direct sales companies, you're expected to go out three, four nights a week doing a presentation in somebody's home if you want to make $15,000 a year. And people do it. And in Shackley, I know the conference calls are good. They're advantageous. In fact, it's the small meetings in people's homes that make the big meetings. It's small meetings in people's homes that make the conference calls very, very good. It's not the conference calls that make the business. They are an add-on to these eight basic things. And so the number that I come up with, if you want to have good, halfway decent growth in Shackley, is one in-home a week. One in-home a week. I talked to Lisa Smith the other day, or she gave me information on this. I asked her, okay, you've had a number of new directors, coordinators in your group under Tammy Robertson. How many in-homes were going on? Well, for the ones who were really growing fast, it was two a week. For good growth, it's one a week. So it's real simple, real simple. How many in-home presentations a week you doing? People who are sitting back, servicing people, expecting to have growth, but not doing any in-homes, do not have growth. It just doesn't happen. And if you really want to have an effective in-home presentation, then campaign like crazy on the skincare during the in-home presentation. Let people try the C&E repair and some of these other things. And if you're giving out cards at the end for a drawing where people can check off things that they're interested in, chances are one-third to one-half the people there will check off they want to have a skincare. So you can go to the person who's hosting the presentation and say, look, I just looked at the card here this evening, or the cards that we have for the drawing, and we have four people who want to have a skincare. Would you like to set up a skincare in your home? So chances are, before you leave, you set up a skincare at the same home you did the in-home presentation for four people, and a couple of those may invite a guest, so you end up with six people at a skincare, or maybe two people. But it's an incredible way of part of the science of having good follow-up. So at the skincare, you talk about, you have an opportunity to talk with people, you find about their friends and relatives that are sick, or people who are looking for an income, or whatever, and you may now move to the step of being able to have an in-home presentation. So the bottom line is, in-home presentations are a necessity in building a good, strong business in Shackley, and you're doing it in a good amount of time, but doing two a week is going to make your business fly. Think of it. The average in-home presentation is going to have six people. The average number of products sold within a week are $350 PV. Well, you just add it up. Six good presentations should just about make somebody a director. That's 6 weeks. Well, within 2 months, as many people have agreed, a person should become a director. That doesn't count the skin cares that are going on. So, in-home presentations build a business is just that simple. One a week is going to do it. And two a week makes the business fly. Plus, you're setting the example for the people in your group, and they say, hey, this must be the way to do it. Now, the question is, how do you set the in-home presentation up? For the most part, I don't think you can go to your friend and say, hey, I understand that you started on Shackley Products 3 days ago. You want to have an in-home presentation. You got to follow the steps. You got to have the process, but you got to have a goal and have a plan. As I said before, and the likelihood of you doing that are much better. I'll give you an example. Someone who has an interest in Shackley, a little interest in the Shackley business, and there was some reluctance in trying to get an in-home set up, because definitely a person who's interested in the Shackley business, after we have discussed things, then the next step is to get some people in your home that I can talk to before you make a decision on doing the business, because this is a very, very key step, and you've got to feel comfortable with what I do. And I want to make certain you know that your friends feel comfortable with it as well before we go any further. So there's no pressure on it, because I don't want them putting pressure on having that in-home. But for a person, as an example, that had an interest in Shackley, a little reluctant to set up an in-home, but asked the question, how do I find people? Well, we can go about telling them, well, look, there are all kinds of people you can talk to and all kinds of relatives and stuff like this, but instead of going that route and trying to make the goal happen here, reach the goal, following a plan, having the steps, I just started asking about people, her family, how they're doing. How long have you been in the area? Your friends native, your family native to this area, your parents. Asking the questions. Pretty soon health issues start coming out. Pretty soon she's asking me the question, do you think Shackley could help anybody with acid reflux? Could help anybody with this problem? Because a lot of my family members have this, and I have this, and this, and this. Well, what answer do you give? My answer was it has helped a number of other people. She goes on to asking more questions, and pretty soon she realizes, with a smile on her face, there is an incredibly big market of people who've got some health issues. And I said, well, now do you see how you can bring some people into your home? She says, oh, I won't have enough room. So it's following the process one step at a time. It's not taking a person who's just used the product and try to get them into a program to become a master coordinator. You got to follow the steps. So this is all part of what we can learn. This is where the coaching comes in to find out, am I following the steps? Am I going too fast? It's very, very, very important. And so, once again, there are 8 basic things that are necessary to build a Shackley business. And you take any one out, it's not going to work. But definitely in-home presentations, I tell you, you've got the built-in follow-up, especially if you have cards for a drawing where people can check off, I'd like to have a skin care, I'd like to learn more about the products, I'd like to learn about a nutritional program. The follow-up is all set up to get started, where you get to meet with these people. The tendency is to say, well, yeah, go ahead, start ordering from Shackley, and you can get all your literature off the Shackley website and everything else, and they'll never see you again. Well, that's lousy follow-up. Who's supposed to do the follow-up? Roger Barnett? It's not going to work. You do the follow-up. You want to meet with those people. The goal is to meet with these people at least 3 times. It helps to really solidify what they're learning about Shackley. It helps them to become convinced that this stuff is probably really good if you're spending this much time talking to them. Do a good job with those people, and they will in turn do a good job of bringing other people in, whether they want to build a business or not. There is a science to it. There is an art to it. And we've got to understand what it is, and you can only understand it by getting the coaching. But the bottom line is, if we're not doing in-home presentations, then we're going to be chasing our tail, trying to figure out what is the next new program that's going to work. And I guess you're probably getting the message, at least I hope you are, that I've kind of had it up to the eyeballs with all the different programs out there that people have tried. Some of the programs look very appealing because for a short period of time they appear to give good growth, but many of them don't last. So I'm not putting down anything that's working for you. If it's working for you, fantastic. But if you want your business to grow and you want to have a lot of new prospects and you want to find people who want to build, there's a way to do that, and it's very, very key to have in-home presentations in other people's homes. It's that simple. You want to have a good growing business, at least one a week. Think about it. Person getting started in Shackley, I believe, can go to a $20,000 a year income by the end of the year, definitely by the end of the year, 1 year, doing one presentation a week with a little bit of good follow-up and a couple skin cares here and there, $20,000 a year extra part-time. Well, I tell you, as jobs are being faded away into the sunset and people are losing their jobs and people are getting a cut in pay, an extra $20,000 a year would be very, very, very nice. And that's why when the economy is down, this is the gravy train. This is the most perfect time for Shackley because people are looking for answers. If people are really, really happy with their health and they're really happy with their job and they're really happy with their income, we would perhaps have a whole different business. But right now, a lot of people are not in good health. They're not happy with their jobs. They're looking for more income. And believe me, here we sit with an incredible, incredible opportunity for them. You talk about being at the right time, at the right place. And if you want to build a business, it's in-home presentations, at least one a week. So if you're going to call me and say, what can I do to get my business to grow? The question I'm going to ask you, please be prepared. Are you doing in-home presentations? If not, I just can't help you. I just can't help you because that's the answer. I can help you get good at it. I can tell you what to do, but if you're not good doing them and don't plan on doing them, can't help you. Well, I tell you, we're at a perfect place, perfect time, perfect business, and you know what? You are the perfect people. Keep up the good work. Congratulations again to the people in the STAR program, and we'll talk to you next month.